Welcome to the Yoga Focus podcast. I'm Laura Gellner, a yoga therapist, occupational therapist, and the owner of Focused Wellness Therapeutics. I provide one-on-one yoga therapy sessions, small group therapeutic yoga, and online education for yoga teachers that is rooted in science. For more information, check out my website, lauragyoga.com. Hi everyone, I'm Laura Gellner. I am a yoga therapist and occupational therapist. In this video, we're going to talk about the framework that we use as yoga therapists. What is the lens that we look through to examine the person that we are working with and to understand the overall picture of their health and to figure out where are there areas that we can work on? Where are the things that we want to address to help them feel a greater sense of wellness and to facilitate their own natural process of healing? The first model that we rely on very frequently, and I find this tremendously helpful when I am working with people as a yoga therapist, but I also use it when I'm in the clinic and I'm working as an occupational therapist. And that is what's called the kosha model. So the kosha model is usually shown as a series of circles, or you can think of them as the dolls that nest one into the other. And it creates these layers that make up an individual. The first layer is our physical body. It's what you can see and what you can touch. It's our muscles and our organ systems. And we would look at that layer and think, okay, what injuries does this person have? Do they have physical pain somewhere that we are going to address? Is there some sort of movement consideration that we have to think about when we're picking out poses that they're going to do? The next layer is the energetic layer, and this is going to look at energy that we think of it in the day-to-day world. So do you feel energetic or do you feel depleted? But we're also going to look at energy from a more yogic perspective in terms of which segments of that person's energy system are strong and where is their weakness in their energy system. So if you're familiar with the chakras, that's one of the energy systems that we might be looking at to understand the person as an energetic being. And that can be very helpful in creating a plan for self-development as well. So it's not just about healing from illness and injury. A lot of yoga therapy is also about how can I remove obstacles and work through things that I feel like are holding me back or creating a feeling of stuckness to develop and move forward and grow into the best version of myself. And that's such a unique thing about yoga therapy, and it's one of the reasons why we don't always work with insurance companies very well, because insurance companies are working on a disease model, where in yoga therapy we're trying to focus on personal development, self-growth, and fostering health. So that's one way of looking at this. So we go from the physical body to the energetic body, and then we go down to the layer of the mind and the emotions. There's a lot of thoughts going on, and we're trying to see, is there a lot of internal clutter? Are your thoughts generally focused on things that are positive, negative, or neutral? Are they focused on the future, the present, or the past? There's a lot of things for us to look at there in terms of understanding the person in their internal landscape. What is going on in the mind? And then we go down to the next layer, and this is the connection to a sense of wisdom or your intuition, that inner knowing that doesn't seem to have a particular source, but it just rises up from within us. And sometimes we feel very connected to that inner wisdom, and we are able to tap into it when we're trying to make a decision or we're trying to move forward with our life. But sometimes we get very disconnected from that layer, and it can look like a feeling of confusion or difficulty making decisions or not knowing where to move forward or to really find purpose within our life. So that would be a disconnect to that layer of wisdom. And then finally, underneath that is the internal layer of bliss. And this core of bliss is a place that holds the joy of being alive, the pure existence, and the happiness that comes from the human existence. And it's the very deepest layer. So it is a layer of joy that does not connect to the things, the fleeting things that happen within our life. It's not, oh, I had this great thing for lunch and that was my internal joy. It's a much deeper expression of joy. So when we look at the person, we're trying to see, are they connected to that deep inner layer of the happiness of being alive? Or is that something that has become walled off or that they are disconnected to? And that brings us to that fifth layer. So these layers of the kosha are the way that we look at a person and we see, okay, is this layer balanced? Are they doing a good job of getting enough physical activity and nourishing their body with good food? But are they ignoring their mind and their thought processes? So we might give them some tools from yoga to work on that, some meditation techniques, maybe some mantras to use to work on some internal space and to break patterns of worry. If it is a practice where we are trying to foster greater connection to your intuition and your inner wisdom, we would work on going down the layers and trying to pose questions that your inner wisdom could help you to gain some clarity on. So the kosha model is very helpful in looking at a person on all of their layers. We do not segment the body the way that traditional medicine does, where you're going to go to one doctor for your foot and a different doctor for your shoulder and one therapist for this and one therapist for that. We really look at the overall picture. Even though each yoga therapist is going to have specialties and conditions that they are more deeply educated on, even within those situations, we're still trying to gain an overall picture of that person's health through the kosha model. Now, there are many different frameworks that we use to understand the person. The kosha model is one of the most common. We also look at the model of stress and relaxation, and this is a way of studying the nervous system and looking at the person to see how they are functioning day to day and if their nervous system is staying in a stress response or if they are able to switch back and forth in a flexible way. Stress response when it is necessary and warranted, but then as soon as that stressful event is over, they will transition back into a relaxation response. And more in the modern world, it is becoming very difficult for people to have that flexibility in their nervous system. We're seeing a lot of people getting stuck in that stress response, in that fight or flight response, because there are so many demands on us from day to day. So when we're working with that model, we're going to see what is a person's kind of baseline, where are they in that spectrum with their nervous system, and what tools can we give to them so that they can increase that flexibility of the nervous system, that when everything is okay, they can completely relax and unwind. And that is what I see as the tremendous gift that yoga therapy gives us, whether we are working with people who have a stressful job, or we are working with people who have been through trauma, they are going to benefit from that process of helping them to understand their nervous system, recognizing the way that their nervous system is functioning, and then giving them those tools so they can practice self-regulation of shifting into that experience that they want to be in at that point. And that's something that can be tremendously helpful with improving sleep patterns, improving relationships, improving job performance. All of that is going to have a big ripple effect. When our nervous system is well regulated, we are the best versions of ourselves in all of the different roles that we have to fill throughout the day. So those are two different ways that we look at people in the yoga therapy process. The other thing that I like to think about is this progression of how we address injury and disease, because that is a big portion of what we do as yoga therapists. Somebody might come to us with a specific condition, and in some cases, we might be able to reverse that condition. And I like to talk about maybe diabetes as part of that. So if somebody comes to you as pre-diabetic, we might be able to help them to bring in healthy lifestyle changes, stress management, awareness of their eating, and a movement pattern that they can use from day to day that might help them to regulate their blood sugar more effectively. And it can prevent them from shifting from pre-diabetic to full-blown diabetes. So in any context that we can, we try to reverse the disease process with the tools of yoga whenever possible. Now, there are definitely situations where we can't reverse something. So if somebody gets diagnosed with a condition like Parkinson's disease, that is a chronic condition, is a chronic progressive neurological condition that will tend to get worse over time. So in that situation, we're going to focus on how can we use yoga to slow down that progression? How can we use yoga to manage symptoms? So if somebody is having difficulty with their balance, what yoga poses could we use to help them to improve their balance and their body awareness or their posture? That's a big thing that I work on with people who have Parkinson's disease. So first we want to see if there's anything that can be done to reverse that condition. If we can't reverse the condition, we're focusing on symptom management. And then once we have a good handle on the symptoms and we're giving people tools so that they feel empowered, they can use those tools to address the condition that they have. Even though it can't be cured, they still have a sense of empowerment that if I use these things, it makes me feel better. That is such a tremendous thing that we can do for people to help them feel like they are involved in their own healthcare. The next stage is to think about how we can manage that person's difficulty or suffering. And this is a topic that is talked about a lot in yoga philosophy and yoga literature, that being human comes with a certain level of suffering. And there are ways that we can work on our thought processes and the way that we relate to challenging experiences or health conditions that can either increase the perceived suffering that we have, or it can help us to manage and decrease the perceived suffering that's related to that challenge. So that kind of gives you the overall scope of what we are looking at in terms of yoga therapy. We will give people the tools to reverse things when possible. We will give people the tools to cope with things whenever they are going to be helpful. And we're focusing on hopefully decreasing that person's level of suffering, helping them to find a new context, to find a new perspective, to understand their situation from that is going to cause them less emotional pain. So that is the overall scope of what we are trying to do with yoga therapy, looking at the kosha model, understanding the nervous system, and then understanding the process that people are going through when they are experiencing health conditions or illnesses. And that's how we offer the tools of yoga as a way to complement what you are doing with your doctors, with your other therapists. It's really meant to be an add-on to that entire process. So if you are interested in working with a yoga therapist, you can go on the International Association of Yoga Therapists, IAYT.org, and look for a yoga therapist in your area. If you are interested in working with me as a yoga therapist, you can reach out to me through email at lauragyoga@aol.com, or you can contact me directly through Instagram at Laura G Yoga, and I look forward to speaking with you. Thank you for being here on the Yoga Focus podcast. I'm Laura Gellner. If you would like to stay connected to more yoga resources, you can follow me on Instagram at Laura G Yoga. I have many YouTube videos at Laura Gellner, The Yoga Focus Method, and you can find links to my book, Yoga Therapy at the Wall, and all of my online courses at my website, lauragyoga.com. Thanks so much for being here.